Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hey everyone, and welcome to a Dreamcatcher interview podcast special. At some point, almost all of us have struggled with our relationship to food. It doesn't help that there are all kinds of crazy diets out there that confuse us. My guest today, Sandy Zeldis, says that the confusion is an unnecessary one and that the answers can be found within. Over the span of her 17-year-long career as a certified nutrition consultant, she's helped women break free from low energy, cravings, and weight concerns to have more confidence and eat more healthy. She is also an author, chef, EFT practitioner. Her online course, Healing Subconscious Blocks to Weight Loss, has been a top-selling course on the online network Daily Om. Join us for this insightful conversation where we break down myths around food addiction, cravings, and emotional eating. Sandy shares her thoughts on how healing our inner wounds and building our self-worth is essential when it comes to our ending our struggle with food and body image issues. Hi, Sandy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Celine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. You know, I love your philosophy on eating healthy and how we can nourish our bodies so that we can feel more whole and balanced. So I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts today.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Perfect. So let's get started with learning a little bit about your personal journey. What brought you to this place where you're now advising your clients on how to eat healthy so that they can feel more balanced and confident?
Well, it's a really long story, but I'll give you kind of the short version today, because I know we have just limited time. I've been in the health and healing world my whole life, came from kind of a health conscious family and where food was always appreciated. I've graduated college and became a chef and worked, I created the first farmer's market. I helped to create the first farmer's market on Oahu. And so I've just been very into health and healing my whole life. And I went back, I was a chef for about 20 years, dropped out of grad school to kind of create this career. I was having a lot of fun with it. And I went back to school to study holistic nutrition in 2005. So started a nutrition practice and quickly realized that the issue so many women, I work with women primarily, are having has nothing to do with actual information, right? Needing more information. There's new diets every day on the market, and what people really need is healing and internally to be able to stick to a diet, right? Like, why are people struggling so much with, quote, willpower, you know? And there's a whole reason for that. And so and it turns out it has nothing to do with food. So I started working on the internal and not from a kind of external approach in terms of therapy. It became more about the internal. And so what I do now is work with people on being able to stick to any plan, right? The motivation aspect. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah, which has more to do with everything but food, basically. So, and that's what I'm really passionate about helping women to achieve is this internal piece that allows them to eat whatever they want, really, and not struggle with food addictive habits, cravings, and food obsession.
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand what you're talking about because I struggled with weight when I was younger. I mean, I was on the heavier side, and you know, I tried every diet you can think of, and really none of them worked until I changed my mindset and how I felt about my body. So I totally understand what you're saying, having been through that whole experience myself. But as I said, I tried so many diets, and I think that a lot of women get confused about how they're supposed to be eating. So what kind of impact do you think this has on people?
Well, I think it keeps people focusing on the wrong thing, right? It's distraction. It's not about the food. And so as long as you think it's about the food, you chase your tail looking for the next perfect thing that's going to help you lose weight. But really, it's internal. You know, it has more to do with how we feel. And it's often out of our conscious awareness. The only thing we're conscious of is, I just can't stay out of the fridge at night, or I just can't avoid the sugar. You know, that's what people are aware of. But really what's going on is they're very stressed in their current lives, but also a lot of the deeper roots come from our past. So, for example, I was working with a client who had been through a tremendous amount of stress for about a 15-year period. And, you know, but her food issue started before that, okay? So, but it just got worse after. So it was her current stress that was part of the problem, but the origins were really in her deep past, right? In her childhood, where she learned these coping mechanisms that were causing the food addiction. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it came from her deep past. And talking about it and having an awareness of it was only a very small part of the healing. The real healing came when we released from the body, right? It's a release technique that I use. I'm an advanced EFT practitioner, emotional freedom techniques practitioner. I don't dabble. I'm very specific at what I do. And if you don't pull the roots out completely, you don't solve the problem. It never goes away. It doesn't solve it. So, you know, a lot of people will come to me from other practitioners because they never pulled the real roots out. So when we get to the root of the problem, which is often, again, in our earlier lives, even if we've had all this later stress, which everybody does, there's no one who's exempt from stress, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we release the emotional charge from the past, we heal our present. We really do. And so the food becomes a non-issue. So, you know, I always say when I give my longer stories, you know, ice cream gets freezer burn in my freezer. Cause who knew that could even happen. Right. But like, I don't sit there and have to eat it just cause it's there. And this is the number one thing I hear from people is, oh, you know, I got to get it out of the house. And I'm like, no, you don't. That's using willpower. That's not solving anything. And this is the same way we're thinking about food. Oh, the next thing's going to save me. Intermittent fasting, you know, keto, you know, everybody's on a diet. And it's like, it doesn't matter how good they are. If you can't stick to it, or you got to use willpower, you're going to fail. So it has to come from within. And then anything you want to do will work for you, and you make better choices. So, you know, I've also got cookie dough in the freezer. I made organic cookies for a neighbor who helped me, you know, so I just remembered that's just still sitting in there, and it grosses me out. It's too sweet for me. Right. So I never think about sugar or anything anymore. So why is that? Well, the same reason with my clients. So another client I was working with, I wanted to give you this one other story. I know we've got limited time. I'm just going to give you a short version because it exemplifies what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. She had been struggling with sugar, you know, her entire life. And she was 40, I think she was 43 when we started. I mean, just out of control. She was very, very, very upset about it. And of course, she'd worked with great naturopaths, functional medicine people. And if you don't know who that is, it's an alternative, really powerful, wonderful approach. It's what I do as well. Functional medicine, nutrition. And, you know, it didn't matter how much money she spent on supplements and, you know, the diet plan they put her on and all this stuff. She couldn't stick to it. She would be in her car for long drives and binge on bags and bags of candy and feel so bad about herself. Just feel disgusted with herself, right? And she's like, I don't get it. I'm spending so much money on, and I know what to do. and I'm not doing it. And I sit here and I binge on candy. What's wrong with me? There was nothing wrong with her. There's nothing wrong with people, right? We're just approaching it from the wrong level. Mm-hmm. She was so, her specific issue had to do with just how negative she felt about herself, about many different aspects of her life. And that was the cause.
The lack of self-love.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the way I talk about it. You know, you see it all over my blog. But it comes from all the stuff that she learned in childhood that she thought she couldn't live up to. She wasn't a good enough mother. She wasn't this. She wasn't that. You know, so she was just beating herself up because she didn't want to live a life that she was taught to live. This was her specific issue. And so while she had the really negative beliefs that were deeply rooted, they weren't just, you know, they had deep roots. She couldn't find peace at all. You know, she needed the sugar to it wasn't self-soothing for her. It was rage. Mm-hmm. You know, she was like stuffing her rage, her outrage, but it was really all just internal, right? She was doing it to herself, right? So the way we solved it was not by talking about it. She knew what happened, but she couldn't feel peace about it. So we were able to, you know, use this technique very effectively over time to pull out those deeper roots. And now she's, you know, finally free of these binges. As long as she really takes care of herself, right? She's one of those people that chooses sometimes. I have clients who, everybody makes choices. Mm-hmm. She has a really hard time letting go of what her parents kind of taught her, right? So
I think a lot of people have a tough time with that. So
not all my clients do, yeah. Actually. Yeah. I think that half do, right? Yeah. Half really, really, really struggle. I mean, this was for me too. I was very close to my family.
Yeah.
So I think it's a little different when there's that need to be close to them and you love them very much. Right. So some people don't have that actually, I think that they really weren't close to their parents and they still struggle. But I think it can be slightly different. Everybody's different. You know, sure. In my experience working with people, everybody's very different. What works for them and how they shift. Most of my clients will really, really shift out of these cravings within 8 weeks, within about four. And then the, you know, 8 weeks for sure.
Yeah. In my experience, discipline and accountability are key factors when it comes to changing your lifestyle. Do you help people with that as well?
Well, I work with people in a program when it's food addiction. So, mm-hmm. You know, you won't see any, it's really by interview. I interview people to see if they're a fit because if they're struggling with food addiction, they need something deeper. And so I don't do one-on-one sessions. So yeah, everything with me is a program. At this point, at least what I do now with my clients, because I've developed it over 10 years. So there's going to be a time when I shift that and take different types of clients. But right now for the food addiction, there's no solving that. Quickly. That's not a one session thing, you know, so
absolutely not.
Discipline. Yeah. I think it's more commitment is the word I would use to actually solving a deeper problem. That is how, you know, I'm able to do it with clients and I put them in this deep dive program where they get a lot of support from me. So it is up to the person. But the people who choose to work with me are very committed to solving this, right? They've been struggling their whole lives, spending a lot of money on really good programs and not getting results because it's not about the program or the food. It's about something going on internal and they get that, right? So you kind of got to be at that place where you realize that another diet isn't going to solve food cravings for you.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
So, I think, yeah. By the time they get to you, they're probably so frustrated and they're like, Sandy, help me.
Yeah. And they feel kind of hopeless. So I feel like it's funny because I get the quote toughest cases, right? But the reason why they're quote tough is because people are shooting the arrow at the wrong target and that's the diets.
Sure.
Right. So it's really easy to solve for me given the tools I use because I've been doing it so long and I know what to look for. Right. And I know what target to shoot at. But so I get why people struggle. I really do. It's like you're just spinning your wheels when you think that it's about food.
Sure. And, you know, the current obesity rate in the U.S. is about 30-40%. What do you think this says about the mental and emotional state of people in the country?
Well, you know, this is going to have really mixed thoughts about what's going on in America. I think that we've been marketed to, you know, by really big interests. The food industry is a huge industry, and they kind of, you know, we don't have to talk about if they mean to do this to it. I don't know, but it's, you know, is it sinister? It's just people are marketed to all these diets, and doctors don't help. They put people on diets, you know, and I actually don't think that it's people are to blame. You know, I think that we have a very specific set of circumstances in our country that are different than other countries. We passed the FDA, you know, probably because of lobbyists and money and influence. They pass things through that should not be passed through into the food supply that aren't in Europe. We have all these chemicals in our food supply that should not be there and that contribute to obesity. There's whole industries that are making money off feeding people. It used to be all these the damaged fats, you know, all these things. There's a lot of things in the food industry that are contributing. I don't actually blame people for, you know, they don't know what's in the food. So
yeah.
So on the one hand, there's that. On the other, I think that we're being marketed to and taught as women that our, you know, that this is our value. And depending on how you're raised and, you know, how solid you feel about yourself, I think we tend to take from the culture based on that. Does that make sense? So in other words,
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, so I do know people who have never struggled with food at all. You know, why is that? Well, we could argue that they haven't had as much trauma in childhood or as many negative, you know, experiences with food in their bodies, right? Families that women that diet and pass it down, and the, you know, the negative body image and all these things. So there's a whole set of influences, I think, that contribute to whether or not we struggle with this issue. And it has to do with stressors.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a very complex issue with a lot of layers to it. So
it does. It is. And I really just want people to take away, if they take away anything from this, because there's so much shame, you know, and there's so much shame that is perpetrated by the medical community. You know, it's just like, oh my God, if you're overweight. You know? But the blood work I see a lot of lab work, and I can tell you that it's the women that are underweight that are the most, their lab work's the most off, not overweight. So what are we doing? What are we saying to women? You know, so this whole obsession with how we look and our value based on weight and has really got to go. I think that's one of the big reasons that we focus so much on our bodies.
Sure.
Becomes the go-to as opposed to, let's say, I think men use other things, right?
Right.
But
so
were you going to say?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, if there's one guideline that you would like to give my listeners today, what would that be? Especially when it comes to, like, you know, developing a healthier approach to food.
Yeah, so I guess it's different people. So if we're speaking to people who struggle with cravings and staying kind of committed to a, quote, healthier way of eating, think of it as a lifestyle. And what do I mean by lifestyle? Oh my gosh, we say this all the time. But what I mean by that is, how are you taking care of yourself? No, for real, how are you taking care of yourself? Do you say yes when you mean no? Are you in a relationship where you're not happy and you're not communicating, or you're taking abuse, or, you know, all of this is very, very important. Do you know how to set boundaries? Do you go to sleep on time? Do you take care of everyone else first? And why is that? And these are the things that are making us eat out of control. You know, it's how we treat ourselves. And we need to treat ourselves so much better. And it's the little things.
Yeah.
It's the little things that really, truly matter, you know. And not feeling guilty, turning your phone off and not feeling guilty. I mean, little things, you know, doing a yoga pose, you know, at night before bed so you can sleep. I mean, whatever you got to do to make yourself a priority, you know, get help. If you can't stop your addictive habits, you know, it's okay. There's no shame or blame. It's just, we all need help. And, you know, I'm thinking of someone right now, like, she was gaining weight every year. She was in this relationship with this man, and every single year it was like a couple more pounds. And over about a 17-year period, I think she, I don't know how much weight she gained. It was quite a bit for her. And breaking up with him was the best thing that could have ever happened, because she's seeing how much she put up with. And I mean, this is just one example of taking care of yourself. It's not, you know, I have a lot of clients in great relationships, so it's not just that, but you know, taking care of herself. And now she's going to bed earlier. She decided to stop drinking wine at night. Like, why was she drinking all that wine at night? It was like, oh, I just love wine. No, it's something that, you know, what are you doing? Like, you're winding down with wine, but it's really hard on our bodies as women. Right. Mm-hmm. So on a daily basis. So, you know, weight just falls off.
Yeah. Right. So I so agree. I totally agree with you. Self-care is such a big piece of this. So thanks for bringing that to our attention today, Sandy. I think this is a very important issue, and thank you for like shedding some light on this. Before we end, could you please let my audience know how they can find out more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. They can just go to my website, eatlikeagoddess.com, and it's Eat Like a Goddess, and it's G-O-D-D ESS. I don't know why people ask me that. I don't want to insult anybody, but people ask me how to spell it. So eatlikeagoddess.com. And there's lots of information there and some free stuff.
I love that. Eat Like a Goddess. It sounds beautiful. Great. Thanks so much, Sandy. It was such a pleasure speaking to you.
All the pleasure's mine. Thanks, Celine.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.